Welcome to Traveling the Bluegrass Uncut. I'm your host, Alan Watts. Today we hear from Ballard County farmer Alan Pace about the wheat crop for 2020.
Our wheat crop turned out, it wasn't a record breaker by no means, but we were in the 70 bushel range as average on the right at 900 or almost 1,000 acres. So I felt very good about that. The quality has been good. The test weight has been good. We did have some pretty decent contracts we made earlier with it. We finished up harvest last Friday. The planter was, of course, we no-till all the soybeans right behind the combine. The planter was only like an hour and a half behind the combine. So Friday afternoon, we got everything finished up and sit in pretty good shape. They're calling for rain all this week. So let's see what happens, and we'll go from here.
You know, some farmers in the state, especially as you get toward the east and central part of the state, had some freeze damage. Did you guys get any of that, Mr. Pace?
We did not see much freeze damage here, but as I said before, I'm with the Kentucky Soybean Board, so we got farmers all over the state of Kentucky, and it really seemed like the early maturing or the early planting wheat varieties is the ones that got hurt the most.
What about, where do you, used to mention you guys do a lot of contracts on your wheat. Where do you found the best place to market your wheat or to sell your wheat once you get much harvested?
What, we're very lucky being here in far west Kentucky. We have both the Mississippi and Ohio rivers really, really close to us. So we're hitting the river markets here, and most of the wheat that we're selling and the corn and the soybeans will get on the Mississippi River here and head down to the Gulf, and it hits the export market from there.
Makes it pretty convenient for you, doesn't it?
Yes, we're sitting in a garden spot right here, being so close to the rivers. The river transportation is so vital to agriculture. It's just unbelievable how much cheaper it is to get our grain, well, in our instance, down to New Orleans for the export market than what it would be by rail or by truck. So, and the other kicker about being right where we are in West Kentucky, there's no locks and dams from here all the way to New Orleans. So we do have a little bit bigger basis market right here in Western Kentucky than what we might have across the rest of the state.
Prices, you've been pleased with the prices this year on your wheat?
What I got contracted, I was, but the stuff that where we ran out of our contracts, we had close to, I don't know, about 80% of our crop contracted, and the other 20% was pretty disappointing with them prices. But luckily, we had good quality wheat, and we were able to cut it when it was dry, and we didn't have much stockage. So at least we hit a home run on that part of it anyway.
That's good news there, that's for sure. So your rest of your crops looking pretty good this year?
Yes, yes. We've been getting timely rains here, and so far I'd say we're on a good track to have average or maybe above average yields in corn and soybeans. But July and August will always tell the picture on that. So it might be just a little bit too early to be bragging on that yet.
Our guest today, Ballard County farmer Alan Pace. I'm Alan Watts. Traveling the Bluegrass.